For today's In Touch, I talked to Larry Roth about this year's Waco Crop Drive.
The Waco Crop Drive is for the Church World Service, and it benefits many people, both in the United States and in low-income countries.
There in the Waco area, you've been holding this for a few years now.
Yes, we started back in 1967, so this would have been our 46th year. And with what we received this year, the total since 1967 would be $1,350,000.
How long have you been involved with this?
Probably been about close to 10 years.
Well, hitting this, you know, million and more dollar mark, pretty good feeling to raise that much money?
Yeah, this year we felt real good because we get both commodity and cash, and commodity prices were significantly lower than last year. And so we had a goal of $33,000 for this year. And just last week we had a few late checks come in, and we reached our goal of $33,012. So we made our goal, which makes us feel real good.
How do you raise the money?
We do it somewhat differently than most of the drives in the state of Iowa. We go person to person, house to house in the Waco area. And so we had 242 donors this year. That would have been from 9 different churches, and many of them who attend church outside the area here. And so we had many people involved. And one good thing, as I think about it here, about the Waco Crop Drive, this is a way in which all the churches in the Waco area can work in cooperation for a common project. And there aren't that many that can do that, that many projects. And so we have 5 different denominations here involved with this crop drive.
And this all works because of volunteers.
Yeah, yes, we have, probably close to 50. I haven't counted them, but counting the captains and then the canvassers, we probably have close to 50 volunteers that work on this one project. I might also say that Russ Melby, who is our regional director out of the Des Moines office, met with us for our planning committee meeting in April, and he stated at that time that the Waco Crop Drive was first place in the state of Iowa last year with the giving out of 79 crop events in the state. That's probably the first year that we were in first place for a number of years. There is one community that has a matching grant from a business, and so we're usually in about second or third or fourth place. But last year we were able to be number one. The commodity prices, as you well know, were high last year. So we had a real good drive last year, and so that did make us number one in the state. Most of the crop events in the state of Iowa are what you call the walks, the crop walk. And I think Washington has a crop walk. We are, I think, one of only 2 that do it the way we do it, and the other being in the state of Kansas.
It seems to be working the way you're doing it.
Yes, it is. And people have questions, of course, like any project. But as long as it's working, we don't like to make changes.
Well, Larry, we hope to check in with you next year on what is that going to be, the 47th or 48th drive?
That would be the 47th then, yes.
That was my conversation with Larry Roth about this year's Waco Crop Drive. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.